three areas that will really help us move along as a region and to move the conversation.
At the end of the day, this is all about ideas, and we have the advantage at Forest City in going around the country and seeing everything. So we have the advantage of staying here, going somewhere else, and we stay here. And we stay here because it's a great place. But being a great place isn't enough. You have to figure out what to do. So, an idea. Is this a good place for senior citizens? So let me just read a report. I get these reports every day on a different subject. Regardless of the health of the economy, many Americans will begin to map out their retirement plans in 2011. The primary catalyst for choosing a specific location will be the same. According to a recent survey of 50-year-olds by Del Webb, a company specializing in retired communities, cost of living trumps all, including climate, proximity, and family. So this is what the poll says. Think of what these 50-year-olds are saying where they want to live when they're senior citizens. One is cost of living, two is healthcare access, three is cultural activities, four is climate, five is community, six close to children, seven close to grandchildren, eight close to parent and in-laws. So what this says is...
They don't like their in-laws.
That's for sure. But they made the list. But the point becomes one. Here are people that are saying, is there a better city cost of living? And then they give you a chart. And at the chart, what they show you is Cleveland has the highest percentage of workers in the healthcare system, very important to them, and the lowest rental cost. Number one place in the city. Now, we've never thought of that. And I'm not telling you'll get millions of people, but if you get a lot of people, if you started thinking of what they want and what you have, and if they're the customer, then the county gets a hold of them, we do it. The second thing, you know, we have movies. And the movies that we have caused a lot of excitement. When you talk to the government officials, they tell you they don't bring in a lot of money. Movies are the smallest percentage of what the digital world is today. So why don't we take American Greetings, turn it into a movie studio, and turn it into a headquarters for all kinds of digital things. I talked to Mark Kwame, who's a guy that heads development for the state of Ohio, who's from Silicon Valley, and his answer is, it's so expensive on the two coasts to do this, so why don't we look at doing that? The third idea, we all know that there's a foreclosure problem. We can figure out how to deal with that foreclosure problem. We have cheap housing. We want to keep all the people we have in the community here. Let's be the first state that figures out how we deal with it. That's three. I'll bet you if this was a meeting and we said to you at your table, come up with three, every one of you at the table would come up with three. So we have to figure out what the six or seven are. And let's stop talking and let's be Nike. Let's just do it.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.